From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Florida House has passed a bill that creates the Right to Try Act. As WLRN's Gina Jordan tells us, the legislation gives dying patients a chance to try treatments that have undergone clinical trials but haven't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Patients who've been diagnosed as having less than a year to live would be eligible for the experimental treatments. Ocala Republican Representative Dennis Baxley says these drugs may someday help his daughter. She has Huntington's disease, a condition that causes the brain's nerve cells to break down.
There are drugs in trial in California that within 5 years will be on the market. Under your bill, she could live long enough to truly benefit from those.
The most personal testimony came from Vero Beach Republican Representative Debbie Mayfield. Her husband, Representative Stan Mayfield, was diagnosed with cancer 8 years ago and given 3 months to live. A clinical trial in Texas extended his life by 18 months. But when the trial was over, Mayfield's time ran out.
Time is what these patients need right now in order to continue. 3 more months. If Stan had lived 3 more months, he would have seen his 12-year-old turn 13. He would have seen his 15-year-old turn 16. He would have seen his 17-year-old graduate from high school. That's how much little time, that's all he needed left, but we couldn't get it.
Unlike the Senate proposal, the House version of the bill does not include medical marijuana. An attempt to add the marijuana provision was withdrawn out of concern that it would weaken support for the overall bill. The Senate version has passed all of its committees and is ready for floor debate. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
A University of Florida researcher says hunting pythons will not help control their population, but it is helping understand the invasive species and what it eats. Frank Mazzotti analyzed the 68 pythons captured during the first python challenge hosted by the state in 2013. He agrees that the program helped raise awareness. He also learned that the pythons are eating a lot of small mammals and wading birds. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.